Everyone did a Sunday school. Everybody did a Sunday school report. Everyone had the right, so to speak, I guess, to participate in all of the play. Everyone, I mean, it wasn't just like, even if you didn't really want to, I don't want to speak. Well, yeah, you're going to get a speech. And that's whether boy or girl, you're going to get a Sunday school. One day you're going to have to do a Sunday school report, or 1 week, excuse me, you would be responsible for the Sunday school report. Christmas and Easter and Mother's Day, you're going to do a speech. Youth Day, you're going to participate in the Youth Day program in some form or in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So from a youth perspective, it was just level. You know, I think in general that there was, I couldn't tell you what that limit was, but from a general perspective, youth, there is a, you know, is a level that all youth just participated at,
mm-hmm.
primarily.
Did you remember interacting at all with
Yeah, I remember interacting with in the sense of churches used to be, and I was real small here at this point, but the churches used to have, before both churches went full time, they had particular Sundays that they would hold the worship service,
mm-hmm.
Sunday school service, so to speak. I won't try to remember what days, what Sundays held the worship service and what Sundays held the worship service, but I do believe it was first and second Sunday worship service took place here.
Mm-hmm.
And third and fourth Sundays worship service took place. So that was just interaction with churches in general. That was before, I remember that kind of broke, or churches kind of came into full-time churches when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really before me that where they were doing that more intently,
mm-hmm.
you know. So but I can remember just interacting with youth from Vacation Bible School, stuff like that.
So even with this sort of alternation between the churches, you still kind of had a sense that, you know, was still your home as opposed to any allegiance to any particular church?
Yep. Like I said, you know, when I was coming, you know, when I began to get a concept of what's going on, all that, you know, we were going into full-time churches anyway. You know, they're going into four Sundays. Church began to do four Sundays and all that. So it would be, you know, my brother and them, my siblings before me, they would have a better concept of this first and second and third and fourth,
mm-hmm.
than would I.
Did you feel sort of a sense of community
in
the church?
It. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the churches were worshiping together, you know, because it wasn't, you know, the deacons from would come and participate over here. The deacons from here would participate over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a sense of, you know, before, like I said, they had those full-time Sundays. That's how it was.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's still that sort of sense of community with the churches?
Yeah, I think that sense of community is still there. You would still have, like, the older generations of deacons, so to speak, they would still come here on a first Sunday, if that's what they had been doing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Generational. They would still come here on a fourth Sunday and or first Sunday, whatever, still go there or whatever. There would be a sense of, still a sense of community, I think, that being that the churches have gone full-time and they have four Sundays of what they need to deal with, from